Space, the final frontier.
Tune in to revealing better results on EPRN. Better yet, download the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network app at app.eprn.us. Don't forget to listen to all the shows on EPRN and tell a friend to listen in at www.eprn.us.
Today on Revealing Better Results, we're talking community and politics. And today's show is being sponsored by EPRN, Lions Club of New London, Connecticut, and Black Star Political Party. I'm your host of Revealing Better Results, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And we have a special guest on the show with us today, Mr. Roland Dunham. He is from New London, Connecticut, and he is the president of the Lions Club chapter there in New London. How are you doing today, Mr. Dunham?
I'm doing great, Mr. Consulting Guy, and thank you for allowing me to be on your platform. My name is Roland. I'm from the New London Lions Club. Around my way, people call me Lion Row for short. I love to do eye screening for our youth. And I also like giving back, also like setting up scholarships and doing things of that sort as well. But I also want to make sure that being in these spaces that black people, we have an agenda and something that we can build upon, not just politically, but also civically as well. We need to have an agenda where we're focused on some of our needs and our necessities.
Right. Well, what do you think the main agenda will be, should be for black people as you go about performing your civic duties?
Oh, okay. That's a twofold question, and I'm glad that you brought that up. Reparations is always going to be on the forefront for black people. And I think that every black person that suffered some of the atrocities of slavery and beyond should be compensated and should be fighting for that daily. That's the first thing. And the twofold is like focusing on our survival. What are diseases that are affecting us? What are things that are affecting us as a group of people? Lions Club breaks down into five specific areas of focus: environmental, diabetes, childhood cancer, vision, and hunger. And within those five things and those five components, I can look at things that are needs in our black communities. We do have a need for hunger, for having great food. We do have vision problems such as glaucoma, which is very prevalent in our community. We do have sickle cell anemia, which is very prevalent in our community. These are some of the things that we should be focusing on when we're civically engaging with other people within our community.
Okay. Well, how did you first decide to get involved with your local civic organization, the Lions Club?
That's a good question. I had an opportunity to be a part of Kiwanis and both Lions. My mother was a part of both club organizations and has been active members in both. That was really that provided me the opportunity and a little bit more insight about these organizations. We have to keep in mind with the historical precedents on some of these things that they're very exclusive at one time where it was a white man's organization. But it is a global organization, which means that we have a lot of people throughout the diaspora, a lot of people throughout the world that participate in these exercises and these events. So it behooves us as people to actually engage with other people as well. So I don't want us to see that door to ever shut on us ever again as a group of people.
Okay. Now, I know you're the president, the chapter president there, but where do you see yourself headed with the organization? Is there anywhere else that you can move up further to, or is that where you're going to be staying within the organization as the chapter president?
They really think that I have a shot of being a district governor, which just means that I'll be in charge of 36 plus clubs within the community, not just solely my club. And I will come up with projects and fundraisers and continue some of the projects that we have done sustainably through our community. But this also gives me the opportunity to leverage and to build specifically black specialized clubs that focus on some of our needs and our necessities. That's something for me that's later on down the road. Do I see myself progressing further than that? Yes. I really want to see myself into those international seats. I think that's very vital to be a part of the global conversation. And I noticed that I want to give a hat and a big shout out to, which is our VP. He's a black man, Douglas Alexander, out in Brooklyn. Very great guy. I had the luxury of meeting him. And these are things that we need, people like that, we need to start building up rapport and communication with so we can get our needs across. A lot of these things is built upon relationships and building rapport with people. And that's one thing I see that we, because of Jim Crow, because of certain things that happen specifically to black Americans, it kind of damaged those type of relationships and kind of have us have a lack of confidence in those spaces. And I definitely, as a developing leader type of individual and creating leadership type of style of programs, I definitely want to improve our confidence, improve our standing within our global standing within the community. It's very, very important, not just domestically, but abroad as well.
Exactly.
So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I also saw that I was doing a little bit of research on your particular club, and I saw that you all raised almost $90,000 last year for a cause. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, we didn't specifically might have raised $90,000. We might have done it in the past where we had a large funding. I think that was because of a sale of a house or something like that, and we were able to get some of the proceeds off of that. And we normally make large donations towards like the Center of the Blind or certain things of glaucoma. These are things that I really want us to even focus on even more so. It's because Lions Club International solved the issue when it came to river blindness in South America and other nations in Sub-Saharan Africa. But that being said is that glaucoma affects a lot of black people and affects a lot of people that are of the melanoid race in general. And I really want them to focus more on that, especially since they already solved through donations, through research, river blindness. I don't think that it should be a bigger issue to tackle glaucoma in our communities and abroad.
Okay. Now is that the main... Is that the main goal that you want to achieve for your
chapter? That's one of the main.
Okay, go ahead.
That's one of the main goals I wanted to focus on. I do want to focus on sickle cell. I do want to focus on things that's specifically driven to our community. There are other clubs that are specialized that are starting to move in that direction, especially in regards to mental health. A lot of them are focusing on some of the clubs, which is I give a big shout out to COPE. They focus on suicide prevention, drug prevention, and stuff of that nature as well, gang violence, and also mental health within our community. More on the guise of emotional intelligence and understanding how to build up rapport even with amongst ourselves. These are some of the things that we need to be focused on as a group of people.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. And how do you think that you'll be able to put together a coalition and, you know, kind of unite the civic organizations with the political agenda?
That's a great question. A coalition, some of the coalitions, I feel that I'm going to shout out to Dr. Claude Anderson. You really can't have a coalition unless you can hold people accountable within that coalition. That's the first thing first of all. And I really think that black people need to start having a coalition amongst themselves first to make sure that we have an agenda. If we have things that are affecting us, why are we not as a group motivated and invested in solving those issues ourselves? Or even using some of these institutions and focus on ourselves within that. A lot of other cultures do that, like the Chinese people in China do this, people from other cultures all around the world. And I don't see nothing wrong with it. The only thing I find is wrong is that we're not participating in this great opportunity.
Right. Group economics. It's definitely going to be.
Group economics, group support, group politics is very, very vital. It's very strategic to how, like, even nations like from India, how they're able to grab up resources. Like, people got to understand that these these programs and these civic organizations are connected with the United Nations. Like, people always point towards, like, why do these nations get these money from the United States and from our people? But they never really are in the rooms in the philanthropy spaces.
Right.
And the, where these conversations are going down. And, like, I'm going to say, Black people, we should be running interference. Like, hey, we got stuff in our community, like, that should be dealt with. Some of these organizations could help some of those situations. So, like, I don't want to turn a blind eye to any opportunities. You know what I mean?
Right. There it is. There you have it. And, yeah, we look forward to having you on again. We just wanted to have a quick conversation with you and give you an introduction and let the listeners know who you are and what you're about and what you're coming into here on EPRN and with the Black Star Political Party. And we're definitely going to have you on the show again, and it was great to have you. We're going to end the show today. And but yeah, one last thing. Who would you like to thank for bringing you and into the Lions Club, and, you know, making you aware of these things that are going on in our communities?
I'm going to give a lot of shout outs to a lot of people for that, because I'm going to say that Dr. Claude Anderson was a big opponent of my life when it comes to this. Shout out to Yvette Cornell, keeping me on my square when it comes to our politics and stuff of that nature, and pointing me in the right direction of how I can create an argument based on using data to support my neighborhood and my community the best way I know how. I also want to give a shout out to other people that were before me that opened the door for me, because they weren't allowing us to come through. And hats off to the people that are in Texas, which is one of the Lions Clubs that's down there, which is the Capital City Lions Club. And Dr. Charles Atkins, may he rest in power and peace. This brother did a lot of things, great things for Black people to be proud of. And I would love to other people to Google him. And the major inspiration from my neck of the woods in my town is my hometown hero is Mr. Cook. He was a Black man who loved his community and loved Black people and did a great thing and did great deeds for our community, especially for the people that were blind, visually and seeing impaired. I would never got involved in that type of environment if I knew the rich history behind it and how much a lot of Black people do care and want to do different ways to support our neighborhood the best way they know how. So I would like to say hats off to them. Also hats off to my mother as well, because I would have never been involved in these spaces if she was never actively engaged in these arenas.
Oh, wow. That's important. Yeah,
that's very important. My dad gave me, may he rest in power and peace as well, he gave me the fortitude and the intellectual strength to come behind and to understand that this is something that you need to learn. It's a craft, and it's always to be developed. And you have to always be, you have to be the smartest guy in the room. Shout out to Jason Black, the Black Authority. You got to be the smartest guy in the, you have to, because if you're not the smartest, somebody's going to be outsmarting, and they're going to tell you what to do.
Right.
So the thing is, I want to make sure that we're in the driver's seat.
Exactly. Yeah. From here on out, so that's what it has to be.
Yes. And I just want to say that these were very influential people in our community. Hats off to Mr. Allen. May he rest in power and peace as well. He was the one who gave me the love for my people and from Africa. I wouldn't have been able to understand what Africa has for us, what could be in store for us when we get our reparations. And even if we're not, what relationships and partnerships that we can forge based off our situations. Just because we are on the bottom doesn't mean that we have to stay on the bottom. So that's a big thing that I want to say and for us to go off with.
Okay. Yeah, well, you definitely hit some very interesting points and some points that all Black people need to take into consideration and start doing. And, you know, you're definitely a leader in your community. And, you know, we look forward to having you as a leader for the Black Star Political Party. And with that, Have a great week, everyone.
Embrace your past to strike the match that sets your soul on fire.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.